from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Mego. A lot of hyperbole going on
here. When things are this bad, every alternative is so good.
On WEEI.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like at Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
I'm not like them, back in
that was Tom Brady letting it fly with Stephen A. There was the no holds barred Stephen A. Smith interview, right, that we were talking about weeks
right.
ago. Letting it fly. I'll tell you, I can't sit here and say Tom Brady's going to have no takes and he's going to be afraid to say anything and then turn a blind eye when he comes out and says something. So I'll give him his take. That's a take. Touche, Tom. That's a take. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's a very good one. And if all Brady's going to do in the booth, or every time he's sitting down for an interview with Cowherd or whomever else, and by the way, he's afraid to go in the booth. Like, he's doing all these mock games. He's afraid
right.
to go in the booth. He hasn't done a game yet. It's insane. He had last year off. He hasn't done a preseason game. It's insanity that he's terrified to go in there because it's starting soon. Week one is right around the corner, Tom. You're going to have to do it.
You know what I think that is?
What?
Focus groups.
Maybe.
He's not tested well, and he's afraid to go out there because he knows everyone's going to make fun of him.
Whatever it is, it's a fraidy cat thing to do. Same idea where you're not going to start a quarterback week one. It's like peeing down your leg, pants crapping, fraidy cat thing to do. But when it comes to Brady, is he just going to play the hits every time he's in front of a microphone? Like talk about how he was the seventh quarterback at Michigan and how he was fourth on the depth chart when he got to, like, is that all he's going to do? Is this what we're going to hear from Brady, just hearing about his experience over and over and over again? Because I'm already kind of tired of that, quite frankly.
Well, no, but he's also not sitting there watching a live game in front of him where he can analyze what the quarterback just did wrong or what the quarterback just did right or anything else about the play call in front of him. He's just talking totally the abstractly about quarterbacks in the league. And I think when anybody...
You don't think we're going to hear about how he was one time
seventh and fourth on the depth chart? There's going to be more to it than that, is what I'd say. Because that's not the role. You don't get up and just do story time the entire time in the booth. You also don't just make weird noises, Tony Romo. Like, there's a lot more to the job. And so I think he'll be better than that. But nobody sounds good. This is my takeaway. Uh-huh. And I get... This is why I end up middling in the poll. I think that nobody sounds good when they make a grand proclamation about this doesn't work for everybody and this works for everybody. So when you say it's a tragedy that all these quarterbacks are getting thrown in there right away, is it a tragedy if the quarterbacks are really good? Probably not.
Peyton Manning entered the league 2 years before Brady started, right? Manning was 98.
Yep.
It was a tragedy they started him as a rookie. That was a tragedy.
I like it, though. I think he's just working out some takes.
You're no longer
learning a program. You're
but
learning
this is
a playbook.
Good. He's working out some takes before primetime.
Look, at least the man has an opinion. Like, I was afraid he wouldn't have an opinion, so I give him credit for that.
It's a very crotchety old man opinion,
but
it's an opinion. Yeah.
Whatever. I have crotchety old man opinions.
You certainly do.
Arkan, you know, you wanted baseball to be longer a while ago. You hated the pitch clock. So we all have crotchety old man opinions.
We do.
It's fine.
Not
especially
me.
Mega.
I don't have any crotchety old man opinions.
You have some. But so when it comes to like,
I don't like people holding up their phones at events. That's true.
That's a good one. There you go. So at least he has a take. But if I'm gonna get
nobody's watching your concert video.
If I'm gonna get past that and say, all right, he actually has an opinion, which I was skeptical of. I don't have to like his opinion. And this is just so flat out wrong. And we get these texts a lot. We actually got these texts earlier in the show before we even started talking about this. Oh well, Tom Brady was the greatest of all time, and he said he benefited from sitting. I think he benefited from playing. I think Brady grew so much more as a player in 2001 than he did when he was drafted in 2000. I bet he learned more playing in 2001 in the actual games than sitting there holding a clipboard in 2000. He can say what he wants. I don't believe him. And for every Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes you give me, I can give you Peyton Manning and John Elway, guys who came in and played right away, so we can go back and forth on that. So you're right. If you're talking in absolutes, you're probably not going to come out sounding good. But I do have a belief in which way I would lean, and I would lean towards pushing the kid because I think you learn more by playing. I think Brady learned more by playing than he did by sitting. I think most people do.
I think it's just a tragedy.
A tragedy.
Okay, but I also think that what he's talking about is being a more well-rounded football player starting in college, because he's not just criticizing coaches or programs who decide to throw their quarterback in their rookie season. He's criticizing the way that quarterbacks are coming out of college because he says now they just memorize playbooks. They're not actually in programs that build and develop them.
Yeah,
Oh, no, college coaches want to win games. I mean, wow, newsflash.
Look, I mean, what do you think is harder, the NFL now or when Brady played, in terms of, like, concepts and learning and offense and things like that? Like, I don't think it's close. 2000 or 2024, it's way harder to learn all the passing concepts and all the reads you have to do. You liked a clip from Tim Hasselbeck today, Mego.
I did.
On ESPN, where he was talking about that.
I thought it was a smart response.
And so, Tom, you went to college for 5 years and you needed another year and a half or year and change before you actually started in the NFL. Never mind until you played at, you know, a super high level as a quarterback. You won right away, but a super high level as a quarterback. And so that's what you needed to do, and that's fine. Patrick Mahomes wasn't in college for a long time. You know, he got to the NFL, he sat for 1 year, but he was in there and throwing 50 touchdown passes by year two. You don't think he could have thrown 25 in year one? You don't think he could have done that as a rookie and then thrown 50 in year two?
Ultimately, what I believe Brady is doing here is he's being super quarterback friendly. He's being defensive of quarterbacks. Quarterbacks fail now because they're put in bad situations, whether it's how they're developed coming out of college or what their coach decides when they're just a rookie. It's like you can't save the quarterbacks from these coaches and from the programs that don't want to dedicate themselves to developing the quarterback. So what comes off sounding like kind of a hot take and crotchety old man thing is actually, I think, him being very protective of the position and saying, it's not Zach Wilson's fault that Zach Wilson was crap. It's all the situations he was put in.
Well, that's stupid, because in Tom Brady's day, how many Ryan Leafs and other busts were Rick Meyer and all these other guys that came through and did it all the right way, and they learned the system and not the playbook, whatever it is he's blathering on about there, and they just weren't good. I mean, there's been busts in every decade of football.
That's not something
that only just started happening.
What I think Brady would say to that is those guys probably played too quickly, so I'd have to go back and find a guy from Brady's era who sat right away.
Okay, or sat right away or played right away?
No, sat.
Oh, okay.
And didn't sat and ultimately didn't work out to foil what Brady's saying.
But isn't the idea that in college they had to learn the system and not the playbook, and then that's how you get groomed to be a better quarterback than just learning one thing and going out there and running it?
So how about somebody like Chad Pennington? Mm-hmm. Chad Pennington barely played his first couple of years with the Jets, and then he was like a good quarterback.
Yeah, that's making, making Brady's point.
He was great.
No.
But if he... if he sat longer than that, like, did by him sitting, did that make him a good quarterback? Would he have been terrible? You can't prove that in the first 2 years.
This can't be proven.
He probably would be who he is.
It can't be proven, which is why it's a good debate. Yeah, like if we could just prove it, we'd just prove it, and it would be over and done with, and we move on to the next topic. It can't be proven. And thank you. There's arguments on both sides of the debate, which is why I like this debate. I've been having it for 10-plus years about playing a quarterback right away versus sitting them. I never want a Garoppolo to
sit. I'm evolving on it.
Yeah. Okay, but it's like, I need the guy from Brady's era who was Trey Lance or Johnny Football or Brock Osweiler, the guys who sat for years and still sucked, because those blow up the idea that every guy who sits turns into a great quarterback. There's a bunch of them who don't. There's a bunch of them who kind of suck. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with all your feedback. Does Brady have a point on young quarterbacks? You can jump in there. You can also vote in our big question of the day. What's the best outcome in year one for Drake May? Plus, speaking of sounding out of touch, let's get to Bill Belichick. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.